This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, April 17th on WGN Radio. We started promptly at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
I'm Raleigh James. You got 3 hours to spend together tonight. I hope you'll spend them with me because it is trivia. We've got a straggler from last week, and then, I've got replacement questions after that. And you can have your own category when you don't like mine. We also have bumper stumpers. They all have something in common. And some of them are actual hits. I know. What a concept. All right, so I have a feeling that wanting your own category is going to be up first, and we can clearly do that. But let me give you last week's question, our straggler, and it's back in August. Now you remember in the past we learned there were more break-ins and murders that occurred during August than any other month. Well, this is totally unrelated, other than it's in August. Americans are more likely to do this in August than they are in any other month. Now I want to know, do what? And they would probably do it every month, but they do it more in August, which surprised me. I didn't know there was a month favorite for that. So what is it? You've had a week to think about it. Like I say, if you don't like it, well, pick something else. Barry did. Yeah, he always does. I almost can never get him, and I probably won't this time either, but he is all things Beatles. So Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How's it going?
All right, how you doing?
I can't complain. So, I looked and looked. Actually, I found this great quiz, by the way. It was just wonderful. I looked at all these. I said, I don't know any of this. And so, I try to submit it. They wouldn't give me the answers. So I had to pick one where I got an answer, and I did. All right, in 1964, Brian Epstein, Beatles manager extraordinaire, wrote an autobiography. What was the title of it?
Telephone Noise.
Absolutely right. I know you'd know. We should just write your name down and say, mail him something else. All right. So, and that book that God knows how much it cost in 1964 is now on sale for $35.54 used. So, you are a winner. You won't be getting Cellar Full of Noise, but hang on. Don't go away. All right. So, Barry's absolutely right. A Cellar Full of Noise. So, 888-876-5593. Is 8888 Raleigh. And I think Tom in Covington wants his music. And we're going to go to 1955 for that. So, Tom, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. How's it going with you?
Well, I can't complain. So, we have to look at 1955, huh? And I'm looking because I know you're kind of a pop standards guy. So, probably better if I don't ask for anything real top 40-ish. All right. It was a big hit. Are you ready?
Yeah, let it fly.
You went away and left me long time ago. Now you come back knocking at my door. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in.
All right, so who is it?
Yeah, I think Gale Storm.
Absolutely right. There you got one. All right, Tom. Well, hang on. Don't go away. So Tom was absolutely right with I hear you knock it. And so, very good. Yeah, I learned a while ago, if we want Tom to win, got to get him a pop standard. So we'll get to Paul in Iroquois County. Room for you two. And again, in August, Americans are more likely to do this than any other month, though they'll do it every month. Do what? Bumper Stumpers. They all have something in common, and one of them is coming up next right here on WGN Radio.
Baby, I'm yours.
Baby, I'm yours.
And I'll be yours
until the stars fall from the sky.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and who is that? That's our first bumper stumper, having something in common with all our other bumper stummers, though the theme isn't really important, just who is the artist? All right, so 888-876-5593. What can I tell you about it? You want clues, perhaps? Well, I'll tell you this. It was obviously a remake, but it came out in 1969 on Buddha. Yeah, and the guy who did it was actually originally signed by Van McCoy years before that. So who is he? All right, so 888-876-5593. Paul in Iroquois County, what's up tonight?
Hello, Raleigh.
Hey, Paul, what's happening?
I have one question and two requests.
A question, all right.
The first one is... when did the Beatles first enter the U.S. charts, like the variety top 100?
Right, 1964, January. They were played before that, but January is when they hit with I Want to Hold Your Hand. And the record.
Like, when did they enter, like, at the bottom of the list and then shut up?
Well, I mean, I can look that up, but remember, trivia is me asking you questions, not the other way around. And and by the way, as you probably know, I'm not a Beatles fan, but that saying, most people think that that's somewhat of a trick question because, of course, the first record that was played was not I Want to Hold Your Hand, but it didn't chart. The first national record that charted for them in the U.S. was I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Okay.
But
well,
why?
I will look that up then.
Well, I mean, it's not really a well, actually, that's not 100% true. If you're talking about Bubbling Under, you know, did not make the Hot 100, but that was the fight.
Right.
And, oh, that was a wonderful fight. That was From Me to You. And that bubbled under. It never charted, but it got to that chart they called Bubbling Under, you know, Wannabes, that kind of thing. And that was in 63, and it was on that Bubbling Under list. But what had happened there, they weren't planning to release it that way. But Del Shannon was on tour. And at that time, as you know, the Beatles were unknown in 63, 62 in the States. And so very often they'd be opening for acts from the U.S., one of them being Del Shannon. And so they did From Me to You. And Shannon said, that's a great song. I'm going to record it. And they're like, no, don't do that. No. And of course, there was absolutely nothing they could do about it. And so it was that Del Shannon, it was the last thing that Big Top released on him, went back to the States and recorded it. Not a big hit here, got to about number 77. But because Del Shannon had done that and charted with it in June of 63, the Beatles rushed it out and didn't chart with it, but released it, and it bubbled under in August. So if you want the technicality, it would be From Me to You, but if you want the actual first chart hit, it is I Want to Hold Your Hand. And if you're talking about some of the earlier records that Dick Biondi played or that Murray the K played, you can get a couple of those, but they didn't chart nationally.
Okay, great.
What do I win?
Well, thank you for making an exception.
Sure.
My request is for the earliest song that Jackie Wilson did.
Now, and, you don't mean earliest song Jackie Wilson did. You mean recorded, right? That's and not charted, but just earliest thing he recorded?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know how far back that goes. So you should know about that.
Also, maybe, and this will be probably an easy one, will be Gene Pitney, I Want to Be Strong, or something on that order.
Yeah, yeah, not a bad song. By the way, you know that the first thing that Jackie Wilson did was Riet Petit, and that was a hit. It was on Brunswick. So
I'm sorry, it was what?
Riet Petit. And that,
oh, Riet Petit.
Yeah, that was a Berry Gordy record. Of course.
And wasn't he a boxer before he
started
recording?
Not in any big way, but yeah, absolutely. But anyway, Riet Petit was co-written by Berry Gordy, and Jackie Wilson recorded it, and that was actually, I guess, if you want to call that a hit, it sort of was, would be his first hit. So we'll get, now of course we won't do it on Monday night on Trivia, but I'll be happy to play it for you this week.
I think one of my favorite songs by Jackie Wilson was Doggin' Me Around.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people like his slower stuff, and I understand that, you know, the To Be Loves of the World and all that.
Some of it is good. He's operatic.
He is operatic, and I never liked a one of them. But his fast stuff, some of them were just excellent, and some of them that did not hit should have. There are so many.
Yeah.
And there's even things that should have hit country and didn't. So I can't say enough good things about Jackie Wilson, but for whatever reason, his ballads left me absolutely cold. All right. Good deal. Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
All right. Good night. 888-876-5593. No Jackie Wilson tonight, not up on Trivia. And although, like I say, there are so many great Jackie Wilson records. So we can argue about which they are, but there you go. All right, so Matt, a first-time caller in Batavia, Illinois. Well, Matt, what do you think?
Hey, it's August. August, and that's when most birthdays are.
Oh, that's not right. That's not right. For a moment there, I thought you were going to be guessing on the theme of our records tonight. I was saying, oh, well, no.
No.
Maybe should have been. All right. So, no, it's not birthdays, but that's a nice thought.
Really?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you.
All right. We've also determined it's not divorces or marriages. So that was settled last week. Jerry's a first-time caller, and he is in Montana. All right, Jerry, whereabouts?
North Central Montana, 30 miles south of the Canadian border.
All right.
Geez, oh man, we're like 100 miles from an airport, 100 miles from Walmart.
Yeah, but you know you're not all that far from Glacier.
No, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and that's just that of all the parks, that's my favorite.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Sure,
yeah, just beautiful. But you're right; it is somewhat off the beaten path. So, what are we working on?
Oh yeah, my answer to the mystery tune that you played.
Yeah.
That's Barbara Lou. I'm pretty sure that's Barbara Lewis.
Well, if it was 5 years earlier, it would have been, but not in 1969. This was clearly a cover, and this was a guy.
Oh, that's right. I didn't hear you say that. That's a, yeah, 69. No, that wouldn't have been, because hers was... hers was what, early, probably 63?
I was thinking 64, but I'd have to look it up to be sure, because when it comes to 63, yeah. 4, and 5, I was in the same place, so I can't really date them very well. But I could look that up and see when it charted. But yeah, right in there, and I love Barbara Lewis as far as that
same
goes.
Here. Same
Yeah. Some of the stuff that didn't chart, Pushing a Good Thing Too Far was one of my faves, and she did a ton of great, great stuff. And that too, of course. But no, this is a guy who Van McCoy discovered, and of course Van McCoy wrote Baby I'm Yours, and so he had hits of his own, not as big as Barbara Lewis, but hits. But nope, this was in 69 on Buddha.
So name one of his hits.
No.
Well, I'm just in the contest spirit.
Yeah,
I could,
right, yeah, exactly. No, if I give you the hit, you'll know the artist.
Yeah, and I see, I thought I was hearing a woman's voice, too.
Oh,
it wouldn't
God.
Be Wayne Newton, would it?
Yeah, Miss Wayne Newton. No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, okay.
That's a wonderful guess, though, and I hope you're going to call me again.
Oh, I will. I will. In fact, I tried to call a couple of months ago on the who was the first to use a laugh track. I think that wasn't that one of yours?
It was, and I have no idea. I don't even remember.
Yeah, and I actually knew the answer, and I called too late. I was like a call behind the the correct caller. So
was it?
And then I heard another time, I think about that same time, you were I was all impressed. You mentioned you knew about Sandy's Drive-In.
Oh yeah,
in Great Falls, Montana.
Absolutely.
How would anyone know about the Sandys and the Big Scott, you know?
Oh, yeah, the Big Scott, absolutely. No, of course. Well, you know, I started out driving the interstates, and of course, not that there's much of an interstate going through there, but there kind of is. And, Sandys, you betcha. And 10-cent burgers.
Yeah, so, 10 cents. Those were the days.
Yeah, after
1960.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, I sent you an email one time, and I don't want to get into this, but I was probably 59, 60, I was maybe 8th grade, 9th grade, and they had a request show on the local radio station where, you know, people would write down their request,
right.
And then they would take those requests up to the station. Anyway, I've not been in radio all my life, but I wanted to get into radio. So I used to ride my bicycle over there, pick up the request, ride about a mile up to the radio station, sort them all out for the jock.
Oh, that's great.
And that's
great.
How I got started.
Well, that's neat. That's wonderful. But yes, Sandy's became Zandy's for a while.
Yeah, later. In later years it changed.
Right.
Yeah, became
right.
Sandy's, you know.
Yeah. But no, and you know, Great Falls Radio, like so many smaller to medium markets, had had some great radio stations. I remember Al Donahue owned KMON, and there were a number of other people.
Oh my God,
too.
I worked for we used to call him Alligator Al. I was working at KMON when Al bought the station in 63.
Yeah, yeah, neat. Call me again. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay,
thanks, Raleigh.
All right, we're going to find out what's going on in the world at large from WGN Radio News on WGN Radio.
Winding roads seem to mark the time. The love I had, mine, now gone. Will you return? I know you will. Until then. Since you've been gone, my dear,
something's missing, baby. Something's missing. Something's missing, baby. Something's missing.
Something's missing. Where?
something's missing from my life. There had been times when we were real close lovers. Sometimes it's close, Lord knows, as sisters and brothers. But now you've left me, and oh, it hurts me so. I feel misused, abused, confused, and no place to go. Since you've been gone, everything's turned out wrong. So I just wanna be the first to say,
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, 1975 on London. Who are they? All right, so 888-876-5593. If you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't know my trivia question, you can have your own category and we can prove it. We will with Johnny D and his hominids, but before we get there, let me give you the question. Back to August, which we've discussed in the past. Well, in this case, Americans are more likely to do this in August than any other month, though they do it every month. Do what? All right, so Johnny D in Ohio, welcome back to WGN Radio. What's happening tonight, Johnny D?
Hey. Hello, Raleigh. I'm down in Caesar's Palace in my basement. I was going to go upstairs, but then I realized it was Monday. It was like I was watching the Fox News.
Uh-huh.
And I'm watching Gutfeld. Anyhow, I muted it.
Okay.
But then I realized it was Monday, and then I said, well, I'll just stay down here for Jesus Fellas so I get better reception, you know?
All right.
So, anyhow, what did I write down here? Yeah, because I was thinking. All right. Now, wait a minute. Barry Gordy was a boxer?
No. Jackie Wilson.
Oh, because I was listening, you know, to the show, and I heard you say Barry Gordy was a boxer.
No. Barry Gordy wrote and produced Jackie Wilson's first record. No, Jackie Wilson was the NBA featherweight champ.
Really?
Well,
featherweight.
By the way, is not the same Jackie Wilson as the singer, but the singer was an amateur boxer.
Who was the featherweight champion?
A guy named Jackie Wilson who had nothing to do with music.
Oh, okay. Well, featherweight, that's a featherweight is how much? 115?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I say, we don't care. He had nothing to do with it. I just thought I'd mention that Jackie Wilson.
No, I'm just curious. I'm trying to remember what a featherweight is, how much weight. I think that's like 100 pounds or something.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember too, but I think it's a little more than that. I think that it can be anything under like 126 pounds, something like that.
Yeah, featherweight, 115 maybe.
Yeah, I think that 126 might be the cutoff, but I'm not sure. But in any event, it wasn't the same Jackie Wilson.
Okay, I was listening. I don't know. I was looking at the TV and listening to the show. And I don't think Barry Gordy was a boxer.
No. Yeah. You see, this is how things go bad. This is how people say, I swear I heard that on the radio. And, years ago, a group called Barefoot Jerry had a song called Watching TV with the Radio On. They weren't nearly as creative of you. Now, Barry Gordy Jr. did box, but not professionally. You know, most of these guys early in life, you know, in school and stuff like that, did some boxing. But that's not the same as, like, going on a professional tour.
Professional.
No.
Yeah.
I think...
Well, my buddy was a Golden Gloves champion. The kid that I told you was my good friend.
Barry Gordy dropped out of high school because he thought he was going to be a professional boxer. And, of course, that was when he thought, this was like 1949, 1950, he thought, you know, this is the trip, you know, this is the way to riches. And then, of course, he got drafted, and he was in the Korean War. And he...
Was he any good at boxing?
Well, like I say, he was a high school boxer, but he had never had anything professional that I know of. But like I say, a lot of these guys in high school, a lot of the kids who were kicking around then were doing some boxing. But that's not the same thing, obviously, as, you know, being on the pro circuit, which, as far as I know, he never was. And right after he came back from the war, he really kind of geared his thoughts toward gonna do music, and he was writing songs, but he also had a little record store. And it was early 50s. It was did not work, so that's when he went to, you know, the Lincoln Mercury plant. But he didn't give up singing, and it was that's where he met Al Green, not the singer, not at all the guy who owned the Flame Bar, which is infamous in Detroit, as you know. That's
the
how
famous it, Flames Bar.
No, not the famous Flame. The Flame Bar. That's where, you know, Johnny Ray and Laverne Baker and all these other people. Anyway, that's where Berry Gordy met Jackie Wilson. And they had a lot they had a lot in common, you know, the amateur boxing and all that kind of stuff. But that was the one that Berry had him record Reed Petit, which Berry wrote with his sister Gwen and with Billy Davis.
Reed Petit,
the finest girl you ever gonna meet. Yeah, Reed Petit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what year was that?
57.
Okay, I was, let's see, 5.
Very nice.
Yeah. So anyhow, that guy you were talking to, I'm thinking, he said he was, in 59, he was in the 9th grade. He must be like about 90 or something.
That's ridiculous. No, he wouldn't be 90.
Do the math.
He'd be in his 70s.
No, sir.
Yes.
9th grade in 1959?
Mm-hmm. You'd be in your 70s. If you are turning 80 this year, you graduated high school in 1961.
Really?
Yes, really.
Right.
Really, really, really. So,
let's go to the home. Yeah, I mean, to the... now, on your August question.
Yeah.
We'll read it again, please.
All right. Let me find it again here. All right. Here we go. Americans are more likely to do this in August than any other month, but they do it every month. Do what?
Well, I'm thinking August, right? And I used to schedule a lot of vacation time in August because I'd go on vacation.
A lot of people did, but it has nothing to do with that.
Okay, well, then that was my guess. So could I get a hominid?
You get a hominid. And I'll say, by the way, when I read that question, I thought to myself, how the hell would anyone even know it was August? Well, obviously, there's a trade association for everything, and somebody would keep track of this. But there is, as far as I'm concerned, no reason to think it. All right.
Okay. Whatever that means.
Go All right. On. We're talking about the Australopithecine. And
okay.
I want to know, it's going to be A, B, and C, so only get 3 choices, which one of them is true. All right. They are members of our biological tribe of primates. They evolved the same time as humans. They were habitually...
Wait a minute. Stop. Is that A or B, or what is that?
A is they are members of our biological tribe of primates. B.
Okay.
B... They evolved about the same time as humans. C, they were habitually quadrupedal.
What's A again?
A is they are members of our biological tribe of primates.
Our biological tribe of primates?
Yes.
Well, that's the only one it could be.
And you're right. That's it.
Because they weren't quadrupedal habitually walked on 4 knuckles and stuff. And what was the second one?
They evolved about the same time as humans.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, self-explanatory. Yeah. Australopithecines were way before humans.
Clearly.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Homo habilis was considered the first thing in the Homo genus, you know, human.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, and Australopithecines...
Well, when did the earliest Australopithecine evolve from apes? How long ago?
Well, I would say 4 million years ago.
Very good. 4 to 5 million. Yes, absolutely. You know your Australopithecine.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, well, I just thought I'd call for this Monday night trivia.
It is. It is. And you've just played it. All right, thanks.
I want to request this.
Uh-oh.
The earliest song recorded by Johnny D.
Well, all right. Now, by the way, did your band, when you were in school, did your band record anything?
No.
No?
Well, I'll say this. No, the earliest thing recorded to you.
The first to me. Well, I was more interested in what you were doing in high school. All right.
No, we did. I'll tell you what happened, Rolly. Let me tell you. I'll take up another minute. But I'm fully reclined. Whatever happened to Recliner Rich?
Well, now that he's Recliner Rich, he's not on the road every night, so he probably isn't listening as often.
Jeez, he went into a nocturnal...
I don't know. I don't know.
But anyhow, I was fully reclined. And I have to sit up a little straighter. But, oh, yeah, I was going to say this. You know, you said, was I ever recorded? We ever recorded? Well, I'll tell you what. One night, some guy come in, and they made an 8-track tape, right? What are you laughing about?
Well, I'm laughing at the whole concept of 8-track tapes. If you're talking about, you know, the 8-track cartridges, I'm imagining this guy, lugging his luggable 8-track recorder.
Well, that's what he did.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He made an 8-track tape, and they copied it, and everyone in the band got one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I lost mine.
No.
I lost it
life.
In the moves throughout the years.
That's right.
Know.
In life.
In life, yeah. I lost it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good one. I did It's a Man's World was on there. My Girl was on there. That's another song I want to request because I don't think I ever heard you play My Girl. The Temptations, I made a song about that. Remember
well, I tend not to because that record was number one forever. You know, records that people are very aware of and can hear and can probably listen to at home. I don't pick those. I pick the ones that are off the beaten path.
You sure do.
That's right. I do. But now let me ask you, are you in touch with any of your band members?
Nah. Well, two of them died.
Well, that would be a long distance call.
Armin died. He was a keyboard player.
Okay.
One of the best that I've ever heard. And a guitar player died, Louie. Right. But you know, that's life.
Well, absolutely. None of us get out of here alive. But of the other remaining members, you've not been in touch?
Oh, God, no. I even looked them up on Facebook or something, but no, I can't.
Interesting. You know. Well, someone's got that tape somewhere.
Where at.
Yeah.
No idea. But let me say this. I'll say this real quick. I was talking to some girl at my bank who had the same last name as the drummer that I used to be with.
Yeah.
All right? She said that was her uncle.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So, I don't know.
Oh, no. We've lost your Johnny D. What happened? Did you roll over on the recliner? Oh, no. All right. Well, Johnny D won, obviously. He knows his hominids, so we'll consider that a win. And we will come up with a bumper stumper that I think someone is going to know. Well, I know someone's going to know, but somebody who's listening is going to know. Coming up next on WGN Radio.
Ooh. What makes my heart turn upside down in my head goes spinning.
Spinning. Spinning.
Round and round. It only happens when I'm with you. What makes me count the days gone by, then
never
heaves a sigh. It only happens when I'm with you. As time that I'm am living in a wonderland, and I can't seem to understand. And when the tears fall from my eyes, then I
I'm Raleigh James. That's Bumper Stumper number 3. And boy, I'm really worried about Scotty, because I know if Scotty was listening, he would know. And there's a chance you know too. Maybe you don't know the phone number. 888-876-5593. 888 R-O-L-L-Y-E. The third of our Bumper Stumpers tonight has something in common with everything else we play, but no need to know the theme if you know one of the artists. So, August. Americans are more likely to do this in August than any other month, but they'll do it every month, most likely. What is it? 888-876-5593. And Stacy in Algonquin is back. So how are you tonight, Stacy?
Okay. How are you doing, Raleigh?
I can't complain. So tell me, what do you think?
Okay, August.
Yeah.
What about vacations?
Nope.
Weddings?
Nope.
Getting the kids ready to go back to school?
Nope.
Buying a house?
Nope. Two more of this call. You can do it.
Let's see now. In August.
I see we need the thinking music.
Getting getting a swimming pool.
No, most Americans don't do that every month.
Oh, this is also every month?
Well, I say most Americans do it every month, but they do it more in August. I mean, maybe they do it every week. I don't know. It's a fairly common occurrence, but they just do it more in August. I mean, some people do it every day, I guess. Some people do it every week. Some people do it every month. Maybe some people don't do it once a month, but they do it. And they do it more in August.
Ride a bicycle?
Nope. Think of six more and call me back next hour.
Oh, can I have...
You can't have anything right now because the hour's ended. Call me back.
Okay.
All right, thanks. And we'll find out what's going on in the world at large with another 2 hours of trivia left to go tonight right here on WGN Radio.
My dear, wondering if you ever
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? That's our first bumper stumper for the hour, and that's a great song, no matter who does it, from the original Billy Stewart to GQ to, well, this guy. All right, so who is he? And that was out, yeah, seems like just yesterday, but it was out, oh, I'd say in the late 60s on February 11th Records. Yeah, and I don't have a date, actually, because I don't have a discography list for February 11th Records, but there aren't too many acts you can name on that label. So who is he? 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and John is in Waukegan. All right, John, what's happening tonight?
I would like to name that group that you put on before the break.
Yeah.
That was Moon Glows, wasn't it?
Absolutely right. All right. It sure was. Sure okay. Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Okay, yeah. And the August trivia?
Yeah.
I think I got it.
Say what?
On the August, what the people do most in August.
Yeah.
I think they take more showers and more baths.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not right, but that's interesting. But you're certainly one for the Moon Glow, so hang on, John, and we'll get your address.
Okay.
Don't go away. All right. Don't sit by the mailbox, because it takes us forever to mail anything, and even more so now. But you'll get some eventually, and it probably won't be worth the postage to send it to you, but you will get it. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and yes, our trivia question... August. Americans are more likely to do this in August than any other month, but they do it all the time. They do. And, yeah, I was trying to think if I had any clues for you. I don't know. Vacations might be part of the reason, but I don't know. I don't want to lead you down that path in case it has nothing to do with it whatsoever. But it's a common event. Nothing really record-worthy, if you will, other than they do it in August. All right, so... We got Mark in Aurora. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What's happening tonight, Mark?
Good evening.
How are you?
Well, I'm just sitting here relaxing in one of my new pieces of furniture.
What'd you get?
I had another birthday. Oh, no. This is something that my mobility and orientation instructor went out and searched for. It's a glider chair.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And I had another birthday gathering last Saturday.
Good.
That was three ladies, none of whom had ever met each other, and some good conversation went down.
Good.
And they brought me presents.
Even better. Well, this is the big 65, so a month-long celebration is appropriate.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So we're going to do charts for this week in 1973.
Yes.
Ugh. All right. Yeah, boy. Yeah, I tell you what. Well, you'll see.
You're not getting nauseated, are you?
A little. So, reaching for that Coca-Cola, though. All right. So, Mexican, of course. All right. Are you ready? Yeah. Number one, tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree.
Tony, Orlando, and Dawn.
Yes. Number two, the night the lights went out in Georgia.
Vicki Lawrence.
Yes. Number three, Sing.
The Carpenters.
Number four, Cisco Kid.
Oh,
Was a Friend of Mine.
Oh, come on. I know this.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. War.
Yes, absolutely War. All right. Number five, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got.
Oh, the Temps.
Four Tops.
Four Tops. Oh, mm-hmm. I always get those two mixed up.
Number six. Jeez. Chokes me up. Number six. Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye.
Oh, Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yep. Number seven. Oh, God. Little Willie.
Oh, Sweet.
Yeah. God, I remember when that was out. Because I was a woman, even though I was production director, I had to do the phones during lunch hour once a week on a top 40 station. And I can't tell you how many 9-year-olds, will you play Little Willie? Yeah, shove it down here. All right. Number eight, Masterpiece.
Oh, The Temptations.
Yep. Number nine, Danny's Song.
Ann Murray.
And number 10, The 12th of Never. Yes, he ruined another one.
Oh, good old Donny Osmond.
Absolutely right. Well, 9 out of 10 still makes you a winner. Good deal. All right.
Yeah, and the one was a mix-up.
Yeah, well, that. Yeah, at least you got the right labels, sort of. Well, the right family of labels, anyway. All right, well, hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away. And Mark is a winner. All right, so we'll get to Debbie in Downers Grove. And she's going to guess on our trivia question, which I hope you will, too. I've got another one queued up when you dispense with this one. If you don't dispense with this one, well, then we'll reveal it at the end of the night because we don't let anything straggle for more than one extra week. So we started it last week. You didn't get it. It's straggling to this week, and maybe you will get it. Americans are more likely to do this in August than any other month, but they do it all the time. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, a very easy bumper coming up next right here on WGN Radio.
I cry myself to sleep each night, wishing I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you went away. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my lonely tears instead. And it keeps right on a hurt since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurt every minute of the day, every hour you're away. I feel so lonely and I can't help.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and there's a bumper stumper, and you're only qualified to win it if you've never won any bumper stumpers, because it is a big hit. And so for somebody who said, I never got one, well, now you have, I think. We'll find out how you do on that. So if you've won before, well, that's not for you. But if you haven't, well, there's a hit. All right, maybe not one that I'd play on my own, but nonetheless a hit. All right, Debbie is in Downers Grove. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Debbie.
Hi, Riley. How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm doing fine. I'm not. I know that voice of that song you just played.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I can guess who it is. I want to say Frankie Valli or Bobby Vinton, but probably neither one of them.
You're right, neither one of those.
Okay, but I'm really looking more to guess on 30% for August.
Okay.
Okay, so first is they quit their jobs?
Nope.
Okay, and I haven't listened to your show. I haven't been able to catch your show lately, so I may be double-guessing that others have already guessed. What about hosting a family reunion?
Nope.
Move?
Nope.
Weekend getaway?
Nope.
Go to, like, a live performance outdoors?
Nope. Big finish, 6 guests.
Okay. Take a family portrait.
Nope. They're all good. They're all good guesses, though. If you think of 6 more, call me back.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate
you.
It.
Okay.
All right. Good deal.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so 888-876-5593. And again, on our bumper stumper, it was a big hit, and I ask that you only try to guess it if you've never won a bumper stumper before. You're not eligible if you have. And that's going to be true about a couple more as well. So this is for all the frustrated folks who say, I never have a clue. Well, you do now. So 888-876-5593. And there's one line available for you. All right. So Bo is in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, this is Bob from Tennessee.
Oh, Bob, it doesn't say that. That's so funny. It says you're Bo from Chicago. Bob, you're sounding good. How are you feeling?
Well, I wish I could say I am, but we're still working on it. I had a nerve block, and they said it could take up to 15 days to take effect, and it hasn't yet. So we're you know.
How many days is it now?
It's been about 8 or 9. So
okay.
so far, not working.
But, oh, I hate to hear that.
Yeah, me too. I'm in agony most days.
That's just awful.
It is. But I have a great doctor, and he doesn't give up so easily. So
good.
I'm pleased with him. Okay.
Well, now you're not eligible for this bumper. You know that.
I'm not.
No, that's what I said. This bumper, the easy one, is for people who've never guessed a bumper before.
Okay. All right.
And I've got a couple of big hits I'm playing tonight. You'd know it off the top of your head. But I wanted to save them for all the frustrated people who never come close.
Cool. Well, I'll share.
Yeah, well, exactly. So I just hate the news, but I'm so glad you found a doctor who sounds like he's willing to maybe think outside the box, because hopefully he'll stay on it.
Yes, he's great. And
that's
and
great.
And kudos to all the people at Sims Murphy Clinic in here in Memphis. They are fantastic. So
good. Now, how's Carolyn doing?
Yeah, I've got a couple of three things I wanted to holler at you about.
Okay.
I wanted to see about what's happening at the Top Shelf, and I need some advice. So I'll be calling you later on in the week.
Excellent. Well, they're full shows every night now because sports interruptions are over for the time being. So
Thank the good Lord.
well, so you say. But actually, I've kind of enjoyed the time off from time to time.
I agree. Yeah, I understand.
But
okay,
let me ask you before you go, how's Carolyn doing?
Not good at all.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So
that makes it even harder for you.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Well, I'll keep you both in my prayers and keep me posted. And I hope you will call later in the week.
I'll do her.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it.
All right, so our last bumper, like I say, that's only for people who've never won a bumper before. Because it's a big hit, you know, and that's why I picked it. And we'll have a couple more of those, probably, but that one in particular was a very big hit. So not going to let you steal it if you normally wouldn't know it. So it's for folks who are saying, I never win. Well, you might be able to now. All right, we got Lisa in Dundee. How's it going, Lisa?
Oh, pretty good. How about with you?
Can't complain. So
you don't have to worry about me with a bumper stumper.
Well,
I never know any of them.
Well, you know, there's...
I like them all, but, you know.
Well, there are so many people who say the same thing, but they say, I usually know stuff, but I never know your stuff, you know, that kind of thing. So I said, all right, well, let's play a real hit and see if we can get somebody who normally doesn't get stuff to
inform. Yeah, well, I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Now, I'm going to try the question you have floating around now about August.
Good.
Is it drive a car?
No, it is not.
Okay, then.
All right.
Maybe I can just go to my movie trivia?
All right. Let's see what
Well, you really gave me a good one last week.
Yeah, well, you were great at that. All right. So let's see what we can do here. And all right. Let's talk about the Magnificent Seven, Charles Bronson.
Okay.
What was his name in the movie?
Who, Charles Bronson?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's and like an Indian name, isn't it?
He was killed protecting some Mexican children that had befriended him.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I thought you were going to make me name all seven.
Oh, that'd be bad enough.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be able to do it anyway. It's like one word, right?
Well, actually, it's two words, but I'll take his first name only if you want to give me his first. But if you know his first and last, even better.
No, I don't think I'm not going to take up any time. I'm not going to know this one.
Oh, no, Bernardo. Shoot. Bernardo O'Reilly. Oh,
Bernardo O'Reilly. Bernardo O'Reilly.
Yes.
That's a funny name.
Yeah, that's why I picked
like
it out.
Half Spanish and half Irish.
Well, that's what they say. He was an Irish-Mexican gunfighter, fallen on hard times.
There you go. It's a good movie, though. No, I guess I'm better at the 50 feet.
Yeah, the earlier ones. Well, I figured 1960, close enough to the 50s.
Close enough. I mean, I could, absolutely. You could even go into the 30s.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah. Well, I'll have to look for some of those.
Later 30s, you know.
All right.
All right, hon. Well, have a good week. And
you too.
I'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, good. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593. We got Stacy in Algonquin. She's got another half dozen guesses. Karen in Chicago. Ah, she knows a bumper. So what's important is that Karen's never won at a bumper stumper before. We'll find out that. And as long as she has, then she'll probably be winning on this one coming up on WGN Radio.
Some sail away to Araby and other lands of mystery, but all the wonders that they see will never tempt me. Their memories will soon grow cold.
WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. My favorite version of that song. I've got a lot of them too, but you should know who that is. And it's a hit, but that's open to everybody, not like our last one, which is reserved for only people who've never gotten a bumper. But this one should be an easy win, maybe for you. So yes, that's one of our bumper stumpers who has something in common with every other bumper stumper we have played tonight. And we have our straggling question, and as soon as we get a winner, we will move on to the next question. So, and of course, if you don't like my questions and you don't know my bumpers, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit. You know something about something, you must. So tell me what it is, and I'll find a question for you. You know, like Johnny D and his hominids, or Barry and his Beatles. Yeah, there's something you know about, I'm sure of it. So Americans are more likely to do this in August than any other month, but they do it probably every month. What is it? All right, so Karen is in Chicago. Karen, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. Yeah, I knew the bumper stumper, but I'm not going to...
Okay, you've gotten...
I told John
right.
I knew
yeah.
it. No.
Yeah, you've
okay,
gotten them before.
I want to guess the trivia.
Okay.
So, I'm going to go with a thorough house cleaning.
Nice, but not right.
How about cleaning the garage?
Nope.
The last week of summer camp?
Nope.
Oh, boy. The last drive-in movie?
Nope.
Buying furniture for your dorm room.
Nope.
Yeah, I guess I don't know.
Ah, well, it's something commonplace, and like I say, most people probably do it every month. They just do it more in August.
Yeah, and you probably don't even think about it.
Absolutely right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you,
all right.
And I hope you're feeling good.
Well, thanks, Karen. Appreciate it. You too. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and Stacy is back in Algonquin with another six guesses, I hope, so go for it, Stacy. Stacy, are you there, Stacy? Calling Stacy. All right, well, I guess Stacy blew the coop. If you want to, or flew it anyway, if you want to call, by all means, August. You're more likely to do it in August than any other month, but you do it every month. And I'm saying with a certain amount of certainty that you do. Yeah, every month, right, at least. Maybe every week. I don't know. It's commonplace. Exactly why you do it more in August, I don't know. Maybe vacations have something to do with it, but that's, you know, kind of way out there possible. But so what is it? 888-876-5593. And again, it doesn't have to be that. It doesn't have to be our bumper stumpers. It can be absolutely anything. If you know something about something. Everybody does. So what is it that you are almost an idiot savant on? I'll get your question that you can probably answer. Now, this is Monday Night Trivia, and it's a show we do, by the way, by your request. It's our most requested show. I'm not 100% sure what that says about me, but I try not to think too deeply. Instead, I just bend to your whims, be at your beck and call, and come up with questions. But the thing on Monday Night Trivia is, if you don't call, I'm out of luck, because I can't ask the questions and answer them too. Oh, I can probably just waltz down memory lane and go on some diatribe and might if I have to, but I'd much prefer that you call. So, lines are available. That is the understatement of 2023. 888-876-5593. 8888-ROLLYE. And we got another bumper stumper coming up that, horrible record, but as I look at it myself, but it tied into our theme tonight, and not much of a theme it is, but so you don't have to guess on that, but you can if you want. On the other hand, it's an artist that you should probably know. And chances are good that you do know, but you don't like any of the records. I wouldn't be surprised at all. We got a new moon coming up this Wednesday, you know, 11:13 p.m. Central Time. And I put a call into Marianne. Haven't heard back from her yet, so I'm hoping to have her back on with us again, Marianne the Ghostbuster. And if you don't know about the law of abundance and why the new moon comes into play, MariannWinkowski.com will tell you all you need to know about it. So that's Wednesday night. And April 19th is one of those dates that I always kind of get the willies over because, of course, first battle of the Revolutionary War, Battle of Lexington and Concord, but more recently it was the date of the Waco disaster, the Branch Davidians. It was the date of the Oklahoma City bombing, and it's just one of those untoward days. I know if it's your birthday, well, happy, happy, so it's got to be somebody's, right? But for the most part, I see April 19th and go, ooh. So it's a new moon, and it is a solar eclipse hybrid, and 11:13 p.m. Central Time. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Now, I'm going with that 11:13 because that's on Marianne's site. But there are a number of sites. In fact, Carol, who does all the show prep extraordinaire, saw that most of them are saying it's 11:12, not 11:13. So just to be safe, write that prosperity check, your law of abundance check, I don't know, by 10 minutes after 11 on Wednesday. Yeah, I'll probably do mine before the show begins. And they're not real checks. Don't worry about it. You're not spending money. And to say the least. But, yeah, it does seem to work. Although I have one girlfriend who says, I will never do this again. The times I've done it, all manner of bad things happen to me. And so she was obviously born under a rotten star named Fringus or something. I don't know. For the rest of us, it seems to do well. So let's see. We got some guesses from Steve. Iowa 80? Well, Iowa anyway. Steve, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How you doing, Raleigh?
All right. What's happening tonight in Iowa?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just trucking back and forth.
Good.
Thank you for the prize package, by the way. It was awesome.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you got something.
Yeah, so I have one guess for the August question.
Yeah.
Well, I guess two.
Okay.
Cook on the grill.
Nope.
Eat outside like a picnic.
Ooh, no, but you're in the ballpark.
Really?
I would say so.
Well, the two go hand in hand.
They do. They do. So think along those lines.
Have a campfire?
No.
A bonfire?
No.
Oh, God, no. I have no idea.
Ooh. Well, you know, frustrating though it is, you probably just made it very easy for someone else.
I probably did,
yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So what
All
do
right.
you think?
Well, I'll keep listening.
All right, good deal, and thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
And thanks for taking me along for the ride. I love to ride.
You ride every night. I just don't call. I'm sorry.
Yay. No, that's all right. I'm with you in spirit, and thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye. So, yeah, I say I love to ride, but John and I talk about this often because, you know, when the interstate system was new and I had turned 16 and gotten a driver's license and all that, I decided I was going to drive every inch of interstate. Of course, there weren't many inches of interstate at that point. But I loved them because you could be almost anywhere and see for miles. You'd look out there and, you know, way off in the distance, there's a Stuckey's, you know, or what have you. And now it was such a shock when we were in Tennessee about 20 years ago. And that road from Nashville to Memphis, I-40 there, I had driven that every week for over a year. I loved that road, you know. Man, I think I see Dyersburg, for God's sakes. You know, maybe not, but certainly saw a lot of stuff. Now it's all trees. I'm sorry, I am not down with the trees. All right, I remember seeing the trees like up in Maine. I thought it was just like a Maine thing or something. But no, trees. I don't know if they planted them. Did they, they must have. Did they grow on their own? Whatever it is, no. The beauty of the interstates, one of it was being able to see for miles and miles as you looked out on the landscape. And now you see trees. It's the same tree. That's right. They've cloned it again and again and again. Yeah. The only time it's a different tree is, I don't remember what state we were in. Might have been Virginia, but I don't know. But the damn things wilted. Yeah, they were wilting. And it wasn't from kudzu either. But whatever it was, they were wilted. And, you know, to see trees that are like big evergreens wilting, it's just like, what is that? I don't know. But other than that anomaly, which I wasn't pleased with, trees, not pleased with trees. All right, I'm going on a rant and you're calling. So good. Excellent. Let's get some guesses in here. And I think we're going to see what is on Patty in Chicago's mind. What do you think, Patty?
Hi, I'm going to guess for the trivia, a ball game?
Nope.
Or just eating out at a restaurant?
Hey, we have a winner.
Hey, thank you.
You're absolutely right. And this is according to the National Restaurant Association. It also reports that Saturday is the most popular day to eat out. So August is the most popular month, and Saturday is the most popular day. You are a winner. Okay. Hang on, Patty. Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, great.
Patty won. Yeah, I knew that Steve's guess when I said, oh, you're in the ballpark, was going to do it. And yes, eating out in restaurants. And as I say, maybe it's related to vacation, but I tend to doubt it. I don't know what it is. And so the National Restaurant Association is around just to give you factoids like that. Isn't that pleasant? Next question. Ta-da! This became very popular in the 1960s, but then it faded into almost obscurity. But now it is making a comeback. What is it? This became very popular in the 1960s. Oh, I remember. Then it faded into almost obscurity, but now it's making a comeback. What is it? 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE. All right, if you don't like my question, you don't know any of my my bumper stumpers, well, another one coming up, obviously, then you can have your own category. And it can be absolutely anything you want. That next bumper stumper will be coming up in moments. It has something in common with all the other ones. Well, something in common with the one we played a couple bumpers ago. It's just lousy. But that said, it's a guy who had a big hit. This isn't it, though. And maybe you'll identify him. It's open to anybody here on WGN Radio.
Kathy, Kathy, I love you more than words can say, but I feel our love's drifting apart more and more each day. Sweet little Kathy, sweet little Kathy, sweet little Kathy, I need your love. I've tried to be the kind of guy you wanted me to be. No matter what I did for you, I just couldn't make you see. Sweet little Kathy, sweet little Kathy, sweet little Kathy, I need your love.
see now you're gone. Lonely night and day. Won't you make
it was awful, just awful. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. There's your bumper stumper. I'm sorry. Many apologies. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. But yes, he was kind of a king of death songs, so that's your clue. Now, we have our bumper stumper. We have, and several others too, you know, as well as the one that's open to anybody who's never won one. And then we have our new question. This became very popular in the 1960s, then faded into almost obscurity, but now is making a comeback. What is it? 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And that is going to take us to Diane in Chicago. So, Diane, what'd you hear you know?
Hi. I was wondering, was It Keeps Red on a Hurtin', is that the song?
Yes. You've never won a bumper before?
No, never.
Excellent. So
right off the top of my head, what couple names came into, I remember the song.
Yeah.
But as far as the artist, I don't know, but I was going to say like Jimmy Clanton.
No, keep going. That's close, but no.
Lefty Frizzell.
No, no, it's not a country act, although he was on the Grand
Ole Opry.
Yes, we
Johnny
have a winner.
Tillotson?
Yes, absolutely. On
oh,
Cadence.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Yes, it is. It was Johnny Tillotson's biggest record. It got to number six on the pop charts. You are a winner. It happened.
Okay.
All right. Hang on.
That's good.
Don't go away. Don't hold your breath. Wait, and eventually you'll get something that takes us forever. All right. Hang on.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Robin.
Sure. Thank you. All right. So putting Diane on hold, she knows her Johnny Tillotson. Oh, just horrible. Well, this one was worse, I think. And let's see. John is in Covington. How's it going, John?
Hey, Raleigh. I'll say for the first, the newest one,
yeah.
I'm going to say they were big in the early 60s. I was a real small child. Lazy Susan's at the on the table.
Oh, no.
No. How about these were popular. Big books. I mean, very big books. Like, they called them coffee table books.
Right, coffee
books.
Table books. Nope.
Nope. All right. Well, then, I don't know, so I'll try the Andy Griffith Show.
All right. So I got to look this up again, and I can do that, because there is so much on it. Let's see. And, all right. Yes. Here we go. How well do you know? All right. Obviously, not well at all. Let's see. I need a question. Need a thing here. Absolutely, that's going to give me the answers because I hate the trivia questions when I go through them and they don't tell me what the right answer is. But hopefully, this one will do it now. All right. All right. Here we go. They say it's of average difficulty. All right. Well, let's see. I'm just going to have to go through, I see, and answer them all so it will tell me if I'm right or wrong. I'm not even reading the questions just so we can get to the answer list. All right. So, come on. All right. Got a couple more of this. Let's see. Come on. All right. So now, submit my answers. Well, show. Don't you dare. All right. Good. All right. Here we go. All righty. What townsman was responsible for the string of cow robberies in Mayberry? The mayor calls in an expert detective that is supposed to solve the crime, but as usual,
oh boy,
Andy
oh,
solves it.
Oh, geez, so I know the episode. He had real thick glasses. No, I'm sorry, I don't know.
Oh, all right. Well, it was Luke Jensen.
That's right. Well, thanks.
All right.
I appreciate your time.
Talk to you next week. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, this is funny. I went through. I didn't read the questions. I just checked off anything so I could see what I would get. And I got 70% of them. Oh, man, that's kind of frightening. So 888-876-5593. We got another hour of trivia coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and we have another hour of Monday Night Trivia tonight. We are working on another question, and yeah, this became very popular in the 1960s. Then it faded into almost obscurity, but now it's making a comeback. What is it? And we've got another bumper stumper. You've just heard it. Who are they? Yeah, if you know what they have in common with everybody else we played tonight, well, that's great, but it is not necessary. All right, so who are they? 1973 on ATCO, as far as that goes. So 888-876-5593. That's 8888. Raleigh and Stephanie in Madison. What did you hear? You know, Stephanie.
Yeah. The bumper stumper before that was Ray Peterson.
Okay. That don't tell us about any others. You've just won.
You got it. I was wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Never, never, never.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to the answers. There's a few that I love the bumper stumpers, and so I am going to hang up and let somebody else come forth and take a guess at your question.
All right.
I'm stumped.
Well,
so you have a good one.
All right.
Okay?
Thanks. Appreciate it. Hang on. Let me have John confirm the address and make sure he's checked off that you've got another win. So don't go away. All right. So 888-876-5593. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm trying to think what I can tell you so far. Yeah, you've guessed Johnny Tillotson. And yeah, the first, and you guessed the Moon Glows. That's good. And you guessed Ray Peterson. But so far, yeah, I think you're going to get this one too. But let's see what Patty in Chicago thinks. So, Patty, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. I just called earlier, and yeah. I won. And I think the bumper stumper is the Stylistics.
It is not.
Really?
It is really not.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's all right. You've already won, so that sounds good to me. Thanks, Patty.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. So, yeah, definitely not the Stylistics, but you're in the right neighborhood as far as that goes. Now, let's see what we're going to do here. We've got Tommy in Chicago. So, Tommy, what do you know?
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right.
You're
how
in
about
good spirits.
You? Well, yeah. How about yourself?
I just made it in the house, and I heard Look Me Up.
Yeah, boy. And that
by,
is?
Blue Magic.
Blue Magic. Absolutely right. Yes.
She was definitely in the right ballpark.
Yes. 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 Philadelphia all the way.
Yeah.
All right.
How was your night?
Yeah,
so
well, hang
far.
On. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away, Tommy.
Uh-huh.
All right. So Tommy knows his Blue Magic. Yeah. So that's kind of like the Stylistics. Sure. All right. So Colleen is in Huyton, Illinois. Welcome to WGN Radio, Colleen.
Well, thank you. Hi, Raleigh. How are you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Fine, thank you. I'm calling about the bumper before Ray Peterson.
Yes.
And I'm thinking that it's Lenny Welch.
It is not, but that's a wonderful guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now can you think of anybody who might kind of be like Lenny Welch?
No, because Lenny was the only one I could think of.
Ah, well, I love Lenny Welch. Yeah, but
me
it's not.
Too. Me
all
too.
Right. Well, if you think of someone else, you call me back.
All right.
Okay,
thank
thanks.
You.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah, so, and I'd say yes, in the absolutely same category as Lenny Welch, but who is it? Fran in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Answer your question, is it Vinyl Records?
It is not Vinyl Records. What a wonderful guess.
Okay, have a good one.
All right,
enjoy
thanks.
Your show.
Appreciate it. All right, yeah, that's a very good guess. This became very popular in the 1960s, then faded into almost obscurity, now making a comeback. What is it? 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, Donna's in Oaklawn. Hey, Donna.
Hi, Raleigh. It's good to hear from, to talk to you again.
Yes, indeed.
I'm going to guess on the trivia. Would it be fondue?
Fondue, no.
Well, I'll go back and put my thinking cap on again.
I hope
thank
so.
You.
Thanks. Thanks for trying. Yeah. So I think this was bigger than fondue. Certainly not nearly as dangerous. All right. Maureen in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. Nice to talk to you.
Likewise. Thank you for calling.
Sure. I want to take a chance at your trivia question.
Okay.
Is it a lava light?
It is not. Are they coming back?
I've heard that they're coming back.
Oh, that's a horrible thought, isn't it?
very slowly.
Yeah,
I've heard that.
Yeah. Oh man, when you said that, I just looked it up. Amazon has several from which to choose. God, I hope not. All right. No.
Have a good night.
Nice guest. Thank you. Call again. Appreciate it.
All
right.
Bye-bye.
Lava lamps. Oh man, I remember those lava lamps. I think it required better living through chemistry to really appreciate the splendor of the lava lamp, the original liquid motion lamp. So yeah, there's something for everyone. Actually, I've been online. The great cell phone debacle. For the longest time here, John wanted to replace a cell phone, and well, I thought I had, and then it didn't come, and it's a long story, but the bottom line is I probably chatted for a good 10 hours since that was the only way to deal with this company, and I finally had to go to PayPal and say, refund my damn money, so they did, and so then I go to reorder the phone, and the thing says, your account already has a phone. Really? So not that ever came here. So in the middle of all this, he said, well, work on the case. I want to replace this case I got now. And, you know, isn't that terrible when you have a case and you really like it? And then, of course, for whatever reason, they stop making it. And this goes for anything. It doesn't have to be cell phones or anything else. But now they've stopped making it and you want one, whatever it is. Invariably online, you can find anything. But man, that markup when you want another one and it's no longer produced. Holy, they should bronze it. So that's what I've been working on. But in the meantime, lava lamps made me think of it because another obscure thing. But this became very popular in the 1960s and then faded into almost obscurity. But now it's making a comeback. What is it? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Another bumper stumper coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Someday an old familiar rain will come along and know my name, and then my shelter will be gone, and I'll have to move along. But till I do, I'll stay a while and track the hidden country of your smile. Someday the man I used to be will come along and call on me, and then because I'm just a man, you'll find my feet are made of sand. But till that time, I'll tell you lies and chart the hidden boundaries of your eyes. Someday the world I used to know will come along and bid me go.
WGN Radio. I'm Bobby James. Yeah, one of my all-time favorite songs. And actually, it's one of my all-time favorite versions, too. I think it's the guitar work. And yes, that should be obvious. So there again, if you win all the time, probably not for you. But if you rarely get them, well, that would be perfect. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. This became very popular in the 1960s. Then it faded into almost obscurity, but now it's making a comeback. Yeah, what is it? And I got to tell you, I loved this in the 1960s. That's all I'm going to say is I just loved it. So any other hint might be too obvious. But I thought about it, actually, because it was one of the publicists trolling for wanting to put guests on radio shows who talked about the comeback of this, and they had a guest lined up or whatever. And but I thought, that's making a comeback? And so I did some time looking it up online and said, well, damned if it isn't. All right, so what is it? 888-876-5593. And Andrew is in Fox Lake. All right, welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Happy Fun Day Monday.
Yes, indeed.
I'm thinking it's bell-bottom pants.
That's nice. It's not right, but it's nice.
Ooh. Okay, Stingray bicycles.
Nope.
Okay, tie-dye shirts.
Nope. Although I have heard that is making a comeback. I just figured it was a laundry era.
Headbands.
Nope.
Okay, well, I'll try to think of some more. And,
I hope
and
so.
May God bless you, and thank you for your shows, and thank you for your replays, because we enjoy them.
Oh, it's just great to have you listening. Thank you, and I hope you'll call again soon.
You're a delight.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
So, 888-876-5593, and I'm glad that Andrew mentioned replays, because I've been remiss tonight. Yeah, it's probably too late now. If it's Friday night, you know it's not live. You're listening to a replay of Monday Night Trivia. That's why we call it Monday Night Trivia, because it is live on Monday nights. And so we hope that Monday night is when you will mark it on your calendar to give us a call between 10 and 1 Central. But if it's Friday night, I apologize if you've been not getting anyone answer the phone. That's probably the way that is. But sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and mark your calendar for Monday, and thank you. 888-876-5593. Richard in Terre Haute, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I have a guess about the last bumper stumper you just played.
What do you think?
Glenn Campbell.
Absolutely right. Do you remember it from the album?
No, I don't. It's just the voice.
Yeah. Yeah, well, for me, it was the guitar work. I just thought it's just a very simple, wonderful song. And yes, it was on the Gentle on My Mind album.
Oh, okay.
But you are a winner. So hang on.
Good.
Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right. So good deal. And yeah, Terre Haute wins. I like that. So put Richard on hold. And yeah, nice. The next one's really obvious, too. But, you know, I was trying to fit everything into the same theme. And it was harder and harder to come up with obscurities. But so the next one, yeah, that should be a gift as well. In fact, I know it will be. So if you've not won at trivia, listen for the next one, because you'll say, I know who that is. All right. So we've got Sherry in Naperville. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself, Sherry? What's up?
Oh, a lot of mechanical repairs for to pass the emissions, and we'll have to go into that another day.
I remember those days in California. I used to have to detune my Corvette to pass emissions and then retune it afterwards. And but now I live in an area so remote, there are no emissions testing.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah, there's nothing like...
I want to buy a used car that's before 1995, so I don't have to do this anymore.
Oh, that's funny. Well, yeah, most of ours would qualify. But yeah, we're in counties that would not even consider emissions problems.
Oh, wow, you're so lucky. but just driving, the mechanic driving my car 7.5 hours just to go through the 5 circulations for the test on the little monitor.
Oh, God.
I mean, just stick the rod up the pipe.
Yeah.
I mean, that takes 2 minutes, and then, but this other thing, 7.5 hours, a half a tank of gas, I mean, you're adding to the carbon whatever.
Of course. It's
they're nuts. That they need to really do, I think California's governor said something about electric leaf blowers by a certain year, but I mean all the lawn maintenance guys where you live somewhere, you know, those things are so old. Why don't they?
Wait, good luck.
They shouldn't tell them to get rakes again. Tell them to
get a rake. All right. Well, it certainly
get a rake.
It certainly would be quieter.
Oh, thank God, and smellier.
Well, there's that.
I mean, I can smell it a mile away, and we get ours on a certain day. The people across the street, the condo association across the street has another day, and then the strip mall on the other side has another day. So it's like 3 days of stink, and I hate it in the summer. And I love winter because they don't come out.
All right.
But anyway. All right, so my guess is for this new one.
Yes.
I'm going to give you David's first guess. It popped into his head.
All right.
What was popular in the 60s.
Yep.
And then he got me off on a tangent. But his guess is Frisbees.
Nope, not Frisbees next.
I didn't think so. Okay, my second guess is not one of the... Let's see, over-the-shoulder boulder holder. I'm trying to be polite.
No.
All right.
Let's see. What was another one? Playing games outside, like skip rope and/or jacks and/or
nope.
What do you call it?
Nope.
Okay. Let's try to remember. Hop, skip, no.
Nope.
Nothing with the sky blue. Okay. Oh, wow. And you said nothing to do with vinyl. When you said, I remember that, because I was asking David, I said, when did, 33 RPMs come out versus 45?
1949 and 1950. It was a fight between Columbia and RCA. RCA got the 45, Columbia got the 33, but no, it has nothing to do with it.
Also, they were simultaneous almost.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the big thing, because shellac, which we call 78s, shellac was notoriously bad for a lot of reasons, and everybody wanted to come up with something. And RCA came up with the 45, but what Columbia was working on was the 33, so they could, in fact, put many cuts on it and come up with the album. So that was the fight.
So my grandpa gave me a bunch of records, and I told my brother when he passed away he wanted them.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Let me put you and your brother right there. We're going to find out what's going on in the world at large. Check out the news and come back and finish another half hour of trivia right here on WGN Radio.
I wonder why you threw your diary away. When you walk by, I nearly die, what can I say? Things were fine, you were mine just yesterday. Now we're apart. Breaking up is breaking my heart. I find myself alone at night and then I cry. Happiness, just said goodbye. Now you're gone, I'm alone, I wonder why.
WGN Radio, I'm Riley James, and that's a bumper stumper that should be pretty obvious, and you're all eligible as far as that goes. Now, as far as our trivia question that we're asking, well, maybe not as obvious. This became very popular in the 1960s. Oh, man, I was crazy about it. Then it faded into almost obscurity, but now it's making a comeback. What is it? So there you have it. That's the question. If you don't like my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers, well, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that. So John just came in to tell me, on top of everything else, suddenly his cursor's not working. Yeah, and nothing's moving where he wants on the program. And, of course, John is certainly in the throes of recovering from a hemorrhagic stroke, but he is walking. And, boy, he's going to be doing it tonight, because he is going to have to hand walk in your name and where you're calling from and all that, because I don't have time to diagnose it. Although I was going to say I might in the news, but wait a minute, the news is over. All right, well, the good news is he's only got about 20 minutes to do it. But other than that, and here comes our first note. Very good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so Dawn is in Buffalo Grove. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Dawn.
Hi, Riley.
How are you?
Oh, I have a couple of guesses. Okay. First one, maybe a hula hoop?
No, nice guess, but that would be 50s.
Oh, okay. How about platform shoes?
Platform shoes, no.
Tie-dye shirts?
Nope.
All right, this is the last one. Ponytails?
Nope. Think outside the box. Think of things other than apparel.
I don't know, convertibles?
Yeah, they've always been in style. No, but that's a nice guess. If you think of more, you call me back.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Good one.
You too. Appreciate it. All right. So, yeah, those hula hoops, man, latter 50s. I remember that. I was never good at that. Yeah, or anything else that was physical, really. Fran in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, this is Marion, actually. I'm thinking a Walkman or a CD player.
Ah, you're a little late for that. This would be earlier than that.
Ooh, how about roller skates?
No, but that's right in line. That'd be the right period of time. No, that's not it.
Okay, thank you. Enjoy your show. Bye-bye.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate that. All right, so let's see what we've got here. on John's handwritten notes here. Karen is in Madison. Welcome to WGN Radio, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Okay, good. I want to try the trivia question.
Okay.
Skateboard?
Nope, but they were big in the 60s. I remember them well.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever went out of style, though. Skateboards have kind of been with us all along. This really kind of disappeared.
Yeah, okay. Disappeared. Then it wouldn't be board games.
No, which are still, of course, most popular in Utah. But
jigsaw puzzles?
Nope.
No. Cookie cutters?
Oh, nice, but not right.
Transistor radio?
No, they're not coming back in any big way.
They aren't, huh? I got mine right over there, and I'll keep it.
Yes, you will.
I guess I can't think anymore. I'll have to think some more. I'll try again.
Oh, I hope so. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And yeah, poor John. He's running around like crazy. All right. Oh, but Dave is a first-time caller. So absolutely, we defer to Dave. Welcome to WGN Radio, Dave.
Hello. How are you?
All right. What's happening in Kenosha?
Not too much. Just a little snow, but otherwise it's good.
Good.
I believe your last bumper was Roy Orbison.
You're absolutely right. Of course it was Roy Orbison. Good for you. And you've never called or won before, so you're perfect for this. Yeah, Breaking Up is Breaking My Heart, 1966 on MGM. All right. Nice guess. Thanks. Hang on. Don't go away.
Yeah,
we'll confirm that at
I won't.
All right. Good deal. So we'll put Dave on hold, and don't wait forever. Well, you will be waiting forever for the prize, but don't expect it to show up soon, but it will show up, as everybody will attest. It may take a year, but you'll get it. All right, so what do we have here? I'm looking at all my little handwritten notes now, and one of them says it's Linda in Tinley Park. I think we're going to give this to Linda, too, because she says Roy Orbison as well. So, Linda, are you still there?
I'm still here. I'm a first-time caller.
And you win, too. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I recognize that Roy Orbison and the Glenn Campbell before that as well.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Well, hang on, we'll get that address. And like I say, it takes forever to get the prizes, but eventually you will. All right.
Well, thanks so much. Enjoy the show.
Wonderful to have you, and I hope you call again.
All right, I will. Right,
good deal. So we put Linda on hold. And what do you get? Like I say, it's not worth the postage, but you get a certificate, and you get like a CD or and a tabloid, things like that. Not, like I say, nothing major. The certificate's the most fun. So, now, poor John. I tell you what, you know, I was saying earlier, I'm not sure you got enough exercise in today. Well, the universe has fixed that, hasn't it? Well, we have to come up with one more bumper stumper. Yeah, I'd like to make it hard, but I think it's going to be easy. And that'll be good for you. Coming up next, 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Get yourself a groove, cut your hair too long. I hear it over and over and over again. The language you speak is way too strong. I hear it over and over and over again. I bought a brand new guitar and I'm so proud. I play it over and over and over again. I can't play good, but I play it loud. Son, you got to turn it down. I hear it over and over and over again. Everybody's telling me what I ought to be, a doctor or a lawyer, but I need a degree. That good old rock and roll's got a hold on me. Why can't everybody see? I just want to be a boogie woogie man. Do the best that I can to make my living by giving my songs. Yeah, a boogie woogie man.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there it is, the final bumper stumper of the night. And it charted, and it's pretty recognizable if you enjoy that kind of music. I'll leave that to you. And it fits our theme, which is why I picked it. Yes, his name appeared on the list. I said, oh, yeah, okay, we'll do one of him. So if you know, 888 877 877-877-6593. It's terrible when you suddenly forget your own phone number. 877-6-5-5-9-3-888. All right, so let's see what we've got on our trivia question, which is, and by the way, if you don't get it, we'll hold it over as our straggler for next week. We will, before the end of the night, identify all the bumper stumpers. This became very popular in the 1960s. Then it faded into almost obscurity, but is now making a comeback. What is it? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And Brian is a first-time caller from Michigan. What do you think, Brian?
Well, I was thinking a slinky.
That's nice. It's not right, but I like it.
Well, how about a long play record, 33 and a third?
No, yeah. I guess we could almost claim that they went away and are coming back, but no.
Yeah, well, they were 78s in the 50s a lot. Okay,
well,
so I didn't get it. I thought I had it. But anyway, it's good hearing you. I'm way up here on Lake Huron.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Yeah, about 200 miles north of Detroit. We're about 100 miles wide up here, and straight across is the beautiful Georgian Bay in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
So we're getting you clear up here tonight, Raleigh.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I'm thrilled about that, and I hope you're going to call me again.
Oh, I will do.
All right,
thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Yeah.
Bye.
So 888-876-5593. The Great Lakes are terrific. Yeah, I remember the first time I was in Duluth in winter and got to drive a Great Lake over to Superior. That was a lot of fun. So I don't know if the lakes still freeze like that. I would assume so, but, you know, as far as weather, I'm no expert, that's for sure. But neither is anybody else who's reporting it on television, so I'm in good company. So 888-876-5593. Give me the phone number again. Well, I'll tell you what, if it's Friday night, don't use it. Just sit back and enjoy the show. But if it is Monday night or now Tuesday morning, by all means, call. Sherry in Naperville, welcome back to WGN Radio. Got more guesses for me? Sherry. No, Sherry went away. I guess Sherry has no more guesses for me. Very good. So, John is screening a couple calls, it's back to running back and forth. Thank you very much. I'm telling you, he's getting his address exercise. Bobby in Chicago is also a first-time caller. So, Bobby, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you.
So, what do you think?
I'm going to go with the pogo stick.
Oh, that's interesting. It's not pogo sticks, God knows, but it's a wonderful guess, and I hope you're going to call me again.
All right. Thank you so much. Right. I appreciate your show.
Great to have you. All right. So,
thank you. Bye-bye.
I will say there's nothing particularly physical about this. At least I don't think so. So we've ruled out apparel and lava lights. Hopefully you're not wearing one of those. And we've ruled out now something, you know, tremendously physical, the basic pogo stick, hula hoop, that kind of thing, not that. Everything else is up for a possible grab here. And so, of course, the question again is, this became very popular in the 1960s, but then it faded into almost obscurity, but now it's making a comeback. What is it? 888-876-5593 in the waning moments, because we've only got about seven of them. And as I was saying, poor John is getting his exercise tonight. Kathleen in Mount Prospect, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi.
What do you think?
So I have a guess on what was popular in the 60s.
Good.
And what I did a lot of in the 60s was making fondues.
You know, somebody else guessed that, too. It must have been really big, but that's definitely not it.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
I hear things like making fondue, and it just seems like it's time to call the fire department. You know, my ability in the kitchen is legendary with fire departments coast to coast, so I try to stay out of it now. But although I've been thinking dangerously, so I guess we need to alert the zip code of cooking again, since I think part of John's recovery is probably eating better than, you know, me taking him to fast food restaurants. So I'm going to have to attempt something. It won't be fondue, though. Yeah, and it won't be anything having to do with a pressure cooker. Yeah, those things I know are out. But most anything else. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, I think it's probably time we talk about our bumper stumpers. John, by the way, is screening your calls, or trying to. He ran in here, and then another phone is ringing. Thank you. They hung up. Don't worry about it. Nope, they've called back. All right. He really is getting his exercise. I hope this is good for him. Gail in Downers Grove, welcome back to WGN Radio. Gail.
Hi, good morning. I just want to make a couple guesses. One was troll dolls, and the other was mood rings.
Oh, man, I remember both of those. Those are wonderful guesses. They're not right, but they are wonderful guesses.
All right, I guess I could go to sleep now.
Yes, you can. And think about it all week and call me next week.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right. So, yeah, we'll hold the question over. And if you have waning thoughts here in the waning 4 minutes of Monday Night Trivia, this would be the time to get them in at 888-876-5593. And John is screening your calls, but the screening program has decided not to cooperate. And so, I don't know. Like I say earlier, I was saying, yeah, I got therapy again tomorrow. But did you get enough exercise today? Well, he's getting it now. All right. So I shouldn't be laughing. Because I'm sitting here in absolute comfort. All right, the bumper stumpers. Let's discuss that a moment, shall we? The theme is every one of them had a birthday this week. The first one, Baby I'm Yours, 1969 on Buddha. That version was Chris Bartley. He was born in Harlem in 1947, and he would have turned 76 on Monday. He was in the Soulful Inspirations, and he auditioned with a fellow band member, Ronald, for Van McCoy. And McCoy said, yeah, Ronald, okay, yeah, the Soulful Inspirations maybe, but hey, I want Chris Bartley, and signed him as a solo artist to Vando, which was a Cameo Parkway subsidiary. And, of course, Sweetest Thing, This Side of Heaven, that was the hit, but died in 2009 of kidney failure and Secaucus. And as I said, Van McCoy wrote Baby, I'm Yours. So we'll get to number two, but Bridget is a first-time caller in Glenview, and she's got a guest. So, Bridget, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, hi, Raleigh.
What do you think?
I think it's shoulder pads.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. That's not right.
Okay.
But I like it.
That would be it.
I hope you call me again.
Great.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
I will.
Yeah.
Thank you.
God, I remember those in the 80s. They were real big. They came in like the late 80s for some reason. I don't know why. All right. Second record we played was Bloodstone, Something's Missing, 1975 on London. And group member Charles Love actually wrote Something's Missing, and he would have turned 78 tomorrow, Tuesday, or today, depending on how you look at it. Born in 1945 in Salinas, Kansas, died in Kansas City in 2014, just 68 years old, pneumonia. And then we had our guest, The Moon Glows. Yeah, and The Moon Glows, of course, When I'm With You, 1956 on Chess. Pete Graves was an early member, and he would have turned 87 Monday. He was raised in Cleveland, and he hooked up with Harvey Fuqua shortly after Alan Freed gave the fledgling group the name The Moon Glows. He died in New York in 2006, and poor John. That can be your last one. Don't knock yourself out. We're just going to go with that, because he does not look good. So if you're waiting on hold, he's probably not going to screen you. But Richard in Chicago will be the last guest for tonight, and then we'll do it again tomorrow night. So, Richard, welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you there, Richard? Yeah.
Raleigh.
Yeah, Richard, what do you think?
This isn't Richard. This is Jake in Cleveland.
Oh, wow. Well, you just turned into Richard from Chicago, but Jake in Cleveland sounds good to me, too. What'd you hear, you know? What are you guessing on? Tell me.
How about Black Lights?
Black Lights, nice, but not right.
All right, thanks.
Call me again, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, well, actually, I don't need to be screened. I can just see if anybody's on these last two lines, and so maybe we'll find Richard. I don't know. Who are you? Where are you?
I'm Richard in Chicago.
All right, you're on line three. Okay, Richard, what do you think?
Shooting Marbles.
Nope, but thanks for trying.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Now, I just realized, oh, my gosh, the show's over. I'll review them all. I'll put them all on Raleigh.net, all the bumpers, and we'll go over all of that. And next week, of course, we'll pick it up right there. In the meantime, that's going to be a wrap, and we thank John, of course, for screening your calls and knocking himself out. Dan, for keeping us on the air. Couldn't do it without him. And you, especially, for calling. So we'll do it again tomorrow night. Full show, yeah, from now on through the summer. So that's 10 o'clock Central. It's the date. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.